Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8, and then we can be seated. But first, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, We Owe God Everything. We owe God everything. Are we there at Ephesians? And the Word of God reads just like this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he had made us accepted in the beloved. In verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. Saints of God, although there are many reasons to be grateful to God, when was the last time you stopped to count your blessings? Oh, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, it was, oh, woe is me. And God had to give me a paradigm change. But wait a minute. Weren't you for the past 4 years crying for a new automobile because yours was about ready to fall off? The wheel, the hubcaps were almost gone. Didn't I just bless you with a new car and you didn't pay one penny for it? How about when I saved your house? When 2008 came and the market crashed. And how many times did you run from the banks to hold on to your home? And then when 2013 came around, Wells Fargo mailed you a letter and said, I've forgiven you $189,000. And your payment is no longer $3,000 a month, it's only $1,800. How many souls did I bring to that home that has no cross on it that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? God started doing something in my heart. And it says, why are you crying? Why are you complaining? Haven't I been good to you? How many can believe and know that God's been good to you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but Lord, man, I don't have a dime in my pocket. Oh, God, the one that I love is not right, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, this is where we have to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Why? He says that if you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, he will then lift you up.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But when you try to lift yourself up, you're going to be confused and dazed. You know why? Because you lifted up your eyes in the natural. God wants you to see things in his perspective. Usually, saints, our thoughts immediately go to the material and physical benefits like the houses and the jobs and the family and the health. But there are even greater spiritual blessings that we have not even considered. Every good thing from God that comes to us in salvation. Say that with me. Salvation. One more time. Salvation should fill our hearts and minds with gratitude and peace and praise unto him. When's the last time you went to Philemon? Huh? Someone said, what? Yeah. It's a book in your Bible, Philemon. Not Pokemon. Somebody, oh, I know we're Pokemon, but Philemon? When's the last time you've been to Philemon? Why? Because Paul wrote to this one servant of God, and God wanted us for 2,000 years to remember this servant. It's mentioned in the Word of God. Why? So that we wouldn't forget. So we wouldn't forget one another. For we would always remember the kind things that you and I have done to others. We always want to remember the bad of someone, but can you remember the good of someone? Can you be thankful? So let's go to Philemon. Philemon 4:7. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Sister Araceli was making mention in prayers. Praying for me, praying for us. She prays for all of us. But we, yeah, man, Philemon. Hallelujah. It's there. Find it. Unless the pages are stuck together. Look at this. I thank my God, making mention of you always in prayers. Hearing of your love and faith, which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Everything that's in us is because God's been good to us. He's been good to us. Look at that. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. When's the last time you refreshed someone by speaking something good, lifting them up, praying for them? You can make it. God sees your situation. Oh, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Or do you rather have this? Well, I think maybe you sin, brother. And maybe you sin, sister. Or maybe there's something that you need to deal with. Listen, that would be all of us. We all fall short, the Bible says. But God mentioned in Philemon that he was a servant, that God used him mightily. Listen, when it's our day and our time to stand before Christ, and before he says, welcome into the joy of the Lord, I want to see what he's written down in those books. Because God records everything in books. And how many of you want his story of you be shouted out in heaven? Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And so, saints, the Lord has promised us amazing spiritual blessings as a result of our salvation. They are so great that only the Almighty, Sovereign God of the universe could have made them. Only he could. Let's look at this. God chose us, look at this, in Christ before the foundation of the world. Listen, today's such a beautiful day. You walk outside, the sunshine. This morning, the birds are chirping. You know, just marvelous day. It's another glorious day that he has made. Amen? But listen, before he spoke the whole entire universe, into existence, he chose you. He chose me. He already knew your name. He says, God chose us in Christ Jesus before what? The foundation of the world. Before this earth was formed, he already knew you. He saw our life played out. He saw our birth, and he sees our natural earthly death. But I'm here to let us know, when that day comes, as soon as we open up our eyes again, we will see him face to face. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's look at Ephesians one more time. Look at this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Say that with me. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Now, when we look at one another, that's kind of impossible, isn't it? Isn't that impossible? Because if I look really deep at someone, guess what we'll do? We'll start to see fault and failure. We'll start to pick someone apart. One of the things that Yolanda and I, we have seen in the past throughout the years, whether it's individual counseling, whether it's premarital counseling, whatever type of counseling, we always hear garbage that comes out towards someone else. And yet, there's no reflection on themselves. It's what I see. Well, so then, just as he chose us in before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. How can that be? How can that be? We stand before each other with all kinds of faults and failures. We stand before each other a lot of times with guilt and shame. So how could that happen? There's only one thing, how we could stand holy and blameless before God. It's by the blood. It's by the blood. You see, once the blood is applied, hallelujah, then the Father looks down and doesn't see the faults. He doesn't see the sin. He sees the blood, and the blood has covered all our sins. Can I get amen? Amen. That's the only way we can stand before a holy God, is by the blood of Jesus. The blood. I can't stand on my own merit. I can't stand on all my accomplishments. I cannot stand before God in every good thing that I've done. Because the Bible says all of our good is but filthy rags. And you know what a filthy rag is in Hebrew? Should I remind you? It's too filthy to talk about. Can't go there. Can't go there. So we need to break this down. We need to take an onion skin off one at a time and look a little deeper in this passage of Scripture. Can I get amen? See, God's purpose in choosing us is not to ensure that we have a good time or become successful and popular in this life. His goal is that we experience the following spiritual realities. You need to get a hold of why he saved you. He didn't save you so we could, oh yeah, yeah, praise God, and go home and you're just like, whoa, it was me. It's like, wow, where did the joy go? Well, did you have joy in the beginning? Well, let's break this down. Number one, that we would be holy and blameless before him. Can I get amen? Holy and blameless before him. Number two, that we should be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ to himself. Listen, we were all vagabonds. Come on, we were all misfits. Oh, come on. We were tossed out in life. Some of you have gone through 2, 3, 4, 5 marriages. Some of you, your dog ran away from your home. The dog ran away. He didn't want to be kicked no more. That's right. But through it all, God saw you and you and you and you and you. With all your faults and failures, with all your isms and schisms, hallelujah, with all of, even the most raunchous type of darkness that you were involved in. Come on. God hasn't removed those images because it's a reminder of his goodness and his grace and his mercy that he has saved you and he has translated you from darkness into his marvelous light. That we should be what? Adopted as sons through Jesus Christ himself. We are grafted in now by faith. We are the wild olive branch. You see, when the Jews said, no, that's not for me. God then turned to us. He turned to us Gentiles. Can I get amen? Look at number 3. That we should be to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed upon us in the beloved. Man, I'm telling you, I got a hold of this. We need to be a mighty thankful people. Yeah, well, okay. Man, I barely can make rent, man. Man, I may have to get here, man, by trolley now. Yeah, my car don't work no more. Man, all these things happen, don't they? But can you still praise him? Can you still glorify him? Can you still be thankful? Thankful that he woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, right. You know, there's some folk. Read Sunday morning's paper if you have it. There's always an obituary section. Someone didn't wake up this morning. But we're up. God got us up, right? Did he get us up? Amen. But he got us up for purpose. That's right. Look at this. In Ephesians, I need you to see Ephesians here. Because in chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, in him we have redemption through his blood. Look at this. The forgiveness of what? Sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. You know what that means? In wisdom and prudence. That means God's wisdom that's beyond our mindset, our thinking, and his prudence, meaning nothing was going to get in his way. Nothing is going to alter his course that he chose us for purpose. Did you know your life has purpose? You're not here by happenstance. You're not here by coincidence. You're here because God chose you to be here for such a time as this. And day by day, if you're walking in faith, he is revealing the plan. It's unfolding right before you. You see, saints, all these blessings make us spiritually wealthy in ways that far exceed any material riches. You know, material things come and go. That's right, they come and go. That brand new 2019 Prius will one day be old. It'll come and go. Everything comes and goes. Furthermore, no one can take them from us because they are secured in us in Christ, meaning the spiritual blessings are secure in us. How many? I'd rather have spiritual blessings. Can I get amen? Amen? Because the inner man is what lives forever. This old shell that we got, one day it's just going to go back to the ground. So we're walking around right now in cocoons. Did you know that? We're just cocoons. And then one day we're going to bust open from this cocoon, and man, and we're going to meet the Lord in the clouds. Can I get amen? Amen. I can't wait. That's right. Yeah, this flesh cannot fathom that. But the mind of Christ and the Spirit of God living inside, we can see that by faith. Hallelujah. And so one of the things, how many know what the word seal means? Yeah, it's not the one at the bay that goes, oh, 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 oh. We're not talking about that seal. We have been sealed as children of God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it. Hallelujah. You see, unfortunately, I used to attend churches that told you, man, you backslide and you're going to hell. Man, as soon as you sin, you're going to hell. I used to hear those messages all the time. And God, the Holy Ghost inside of me was saying, listen to me. I loved you with an everlasting love. I'm the one that died for you. I'm the one that delivered you. I'm the one that saved you. I'm the one that lifted you up from the depths of despair. I'm the one that gives you eternal life. Don't let no one rob you of that. Hallelujah. Because man will rob you and put you in despair. But God says, I have sealed you. What? That's right. He has. Oh, yeah? I got some scripture to show you. Oh, Pastor Fisha, man, you know, we're saved and we can do anything we want. No, that doesn't mean that. But God's word says we're sealed. And let me ask you this. How many of you can get to the throne room of God and remove the seals on each and every one of us, including your seal? Come on, some of us can't even get 3 inches off the ground on a jump, let alone get to heaven. Jesus, God lives in the third heaven. This first heaven is the atmosphere, the air that we breathe. The second heaven is the galaxies and the Milky Ways and the planets and the solar system that are trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and godzillions. Light years away from each other. Man, I'm telling you, you don't have a calculator that could count that high. And yet God lives above that. He lives in the third heaven. So how many of you can go up there and unseal you? Or unseal someone else? Look what God says right here in his word. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. My goodness. When God gave you the Holy Spirit, that was the down payment. Hallelujah. That I'm coming back to redeem you. I'm coming back for you. And so when God gave you the Spirit of God, man, he transformed your mind, gave you joy and hope, a purpose in life. That is the evidence, hallelujah, of God living inside you. And we're waiting now for the redemption to fully take place. Look at this. Who is the guarantee? Listen, the guarantee, what does the guarantee mean? Today it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, take it back to Walmart. I'm sorry you missed the guarantee by one day. If you would have brought it yesterday, we would have replaced it. God don't tell us that, does he? The guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. He bought us with his blood. It was the blood that purchased us back from the devil. That's right. God went into his camp and took us back. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you are of your father, the devil. My goodness. That lets us know. That lets us know that we are born in sin, shaping in iniquity. And we are under the first, hallelujah, Adam. Who sold his birthright. They sold their birthright and gave it to the devil. Gave it to the devil. So Jesus had to come. He had to pierce the darkness. He had to come to this world to redeem us back from the devil. That's right. The devil's real. Look at the culture. Look at the wars. Look at the rumors of wars. Look at all these things that are happening in our lifetime right now. Things that I thought would never take place. Person going in and mowing down children in school. Having transgenders come and teach your kids in school. Oh, come on. Taking Jesus out of the name of the courthouse. There's churches you don't see the cross no more. My goodness. To the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that he has chosen you? Can I get amen? And so, with the seal comes other blessings. This is something to be thankful for. This is a message to know that, man, I have hope in you, God, despite of my situation, because that too shall pass. God won't allow anything to stay on you that you cannot endure. He will deliver you. Some of you are going through right now, man, some atrocious things, something that you would have never dreamed of, and they're happening to you right now. But God is saying, hey, after you stew a little while, I'm going to pull you up. The soup will be done. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Look at this. The Holy Spirit has gifted us. How many love gifts? Sister Yolanda this morning, her precious heart, showing me a basket or a bag of gifts that someone brought. I said, okay, honey, I don't have time to go through that right now, but praise God. But someone took the time and gave gifts. Wow. You know, that's a heart that says, you know what? I'm thinking of you. Well, guess what? God thought about us before he spoke the world into existence. And the day he saved you, he sealed you and gave you his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Man, and let me tell you, with the Holy Ghost living inside you, we can do all things through Christ now who strengthens us. Can I get an amen? That's right. Look at this. In 1 Corinthians, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. My goodness. Listen, out of all the gifts, tell me which one that you would rather have. Out of all the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives you, oh, come on, what I? Love. Because you can speak in all kinds of rah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah-bah, and then in the same breath, turn around and curse someone out. Same tongue. All spiritual. And then now turn around and just chew someone out. So you can have that gift. Some he gives diverse tongues. Some he gives wisdom. A word of knowledge. The gift of healing. But you can have all those gifts. But if you walk out of here, or the way you live at home, it's like you're eating some sauerkraut. Oh, come on. Or a saladito that's just like way too much salt. Or drinking a glass of prune juice. Uh-oh. Something's out of order. Because God says, without love, it all means nothing. You can pray all you want. Keep on praying. We need to pray that God will change our heart, that we can love one another and help each other grow. How many need to grow in Christ? Oh, we're ready to condemn. You need to go to AAA because there's a higher power there. Oh, really? I thought the higher power was Jesus. He's the only power. Can I get an amen? He's the only power. It's Jesus. Thank you, God. Saints, these spiritual gifts are special abilities that are given to believers for the purpose of enabling them to accomplish what God desires. The book of Romans mentions several motivational gifts. Look what Romans says, the kind of gifts. These are wonderful gifts. Look at this. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Those are the kind of gifts. But without love, they all mean nothing. That's right. How many have ever heard this? Oh, man, you lost your testimony. Come on, we see this, huh? We hear about that. You lost your testimony. Huh? No, we see that. We hear that, huh? You know why? Because we're waiting. We're almost, mankind is almost like a leopard or a cat waiting to pounce on the prey. Oh, there it is. Wham! It's almost like we want to see someone fail so that we can rise above them. Mm-hmm. And yet we're no different in our heart because there's no love there. We just want to pick someone apart. And so we see this in Corinthians as well. Look at this. For to one given the word of wisdom, the Spirit, through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge, through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Another, different kind of tongues. To another, the interpretation. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to one another individually as He wills. In other words, you can't make these things just happen. It's got to be the power of the Holy Ghost to move in you. It's got to be according to His will. Can I get an amen? It would be no different. Yeah. God said that you're going to have a brand new 2019 Escalade. And someone can barely pay his rent. That's not God's will. God's not in it so that we would be stressed out. That we would jeopardize everything just for something that wasn't according to His will. God's will is that we would honor the King, serve one another, die to self, live for one another as Christ lives in us. Hallelujah. That's right. Listen, the way the things in heaven work is opposite than this earth. This earth will have you climb ladders. And as you're climbing that ladder, you're stepping on someone to get there. But God's way is humble yourself. And you serve Him. And allow Him to lift you up. He will bring you to a place of prominence in His kingdom through a spirit of humility. A spirit of grace and honor that He will give unto thee. When you're not looking for allocates, when you're not looking for pat on backs, Now, he's looking for someone that is sold out to him, that will say, send me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Oh, God, I know the road's going to be tough, but use me, God. Isaiah said, who shall then go? He says, send me, Lord. Are you available? Just to even share with your neighbor next door that you probably don't even talk to. One of the things that we need to have thankfulness, because we owe God everything. This message, we owe God everything. Can I get an amen? But you know what, God, despite of ourselves, despite of who we are, and some of us can be really joyful around and loving. Yes, that's our goal, is to have his attribute, his love. But some of us could be rotten to the core. There's some people that'll leave your life without saying goodbye. They will huff and puff. Don't even say thank you. Thank you. They just won't even show up no more. And guess what? They landed somewhere else. Praise Lord. God bless. Yeah, man, yeah. And then they leave that same place no differently. But that's not how God treats us. God loves us. Aren't you so blessed that one day he wakes up, or God never sleeps or slumbers, but one day comes, oh, I'm not going to show you any love today. I'm going to give you the Job treatment. Can you still love him? Look at this. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Wow. You want God's favor in life? You got to learn to love like God. And you got to learn to love him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. I shared with you time and time again. God would have never blessed me with my beautiful wife if I didn't learn how to love him first. Right. People just get saved and go, oh man, let me rush into this. And wait a minute, you brought that same junk that was in the trunk. And you dragging it with you. Didn't wait on God. If you would have waited on God, God will reveal some things and kept you. But no, this is one thing that I've seen in ministry in 30 years. I've observed it and I've seen it. I've seen it at North Park Apostolic. I've seen it at Mission Valley Christian Fellowship. I saw it at Sarah Mesa, and I've seen it here. When a brand new person gets saved, right away, they go look for someone that they want to engage in. God will say, wait a minute. What about me? I just saved you. Can you learn how to love me first? Can you allow me to show you some things that you need to let go in life and learn to love the things of God? Listen, when you start learning the things of God, then he can turn around. We don't know how long the length will be, but he can say, you know what? I can trust you now. And then you know what he does? Then he'll pluck a flower out of his garden and present it to you. Now, he doesn't go to Egypt to bring it to you.
That's right.
That's a wild herb. He gives you one of his own. And the one that he brings to you will love him first. Because that one loves him first. Yes. Then that one will learn how to submit to that other person through Christ. Amen. Then you'll have something really in common. That's why the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with those who are not yoked up with God. God is saying something this morning. God is teaching us this morning that God can fix all these things in our life if we truly have a thankful heart toward him. That we realize we owe God everything. 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 And when we come to that place, my goodness, he starts making things beautiful in our life. So although many people go through the feeling of unloved as believers, we can be confident that God does love us, saints. When we live to learn in obedience unto him, his blessings come to us, and they are better than every earthly benefit we could even ever imagine. Saints, God's love surpasses any human love. Look what he says in Jeremiah. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Let me ask you this question. When God found you, were you just about ready to get your bachelor's degree? How about your doctorate? Were you in a university about ready to become a doctor and a lawyer, an attorney? Where did he find you? He found me with $500 of crystal meth in my sock. He found me with a whole bunch of weed to sell in my room. He found me with a triple beam in my closet. He found me with the girly books underneath my bed. He found me in the muck and mire. Hallelujah. But it was his love that drew us. You see, it drew us to the cross. And once he drew us to the cross, man, then we saw. It's like this. We were doing Sister Adesella's brother's funeral, and he was laying in a casket right there. You know, it's rare when you see someone in a casket, and it's an open casket. You know, and, you know, praise God, it was a Padres theme. He even had a Padre jersey on. But he was laying right there. There was no more life in him. It was just a body that was vacant. It was gone. And I look at it like this. God showed me. This is how we all are before we get saved. We are no different than this dead man. Can I get amen? Amen. So when we come into this world, it's clear we are spiritually dead. Did you know that as soon as we come into this life, we're running away from God? Immediately. No one has to teach us. Why do you think you have to teach your child discipline and manners? Why? Because if you don't, man, they'll grow up like tyrants. They'll be in prison by 14. But you got to what? Instill discipline and love and nurture, right? Well, I saw Brother Isidro right there, and God showed me. We come out of this world. We're thrust out into this world, and we're spiritually dead. And when Jesus came to you and me, it was like we were in that coffin. And he came by and he quickened us. He made us come alive. And as soon as our eyes opened spiritually, we saw the cross and we ran toward the cross. My goodness, we didn't see anything else. We just saw the cross. And I sprinted to the cross. Because God had to open up my eyes and my ears to hear. I used to get witnessed to all the time. Man, I used to always want to punch someone. Get away with it. Man, that's for you, holy rollers. Get out of here with that. I told this man at Western Lumber, you come witnessing to me one more time, I'm going to knock you out. And he didn't listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was parked almost 2-3 blocks away at lunchtime at Western Lumber on 24th Street, Tylenz Avenue. You guys all know where the pier is. Man, it was my time. It's lunchtime. Man, I'm in there. I rolled up all the windows, man. I lit one up, man. It was like a Cheech and Chong movie. Just like, it was like in there. Man, and I heard someone tapping on my window. I go, oh, man. It's a foreman. It's a boss. So I roll down the window and all that contact coming out like this. And there was a little guy, Jose Tejeda. Jesus loves you. Had a track for me. I was furious. I grabbed that thing out of his hand and I ripped it up. I threw it. I was thinking, man, you do this again, I will light you up. I was benching 320. I was in shape. Yeah. I was hitting the gym all the time. Come on. I was what? My late 20s. Early. Yeah, I was almost 30. Man, I wanted to hit this guy up so bad. Yet, he had enough courage, even in the midst of my sin, to bring me the hope of the gospel. You know what scripture came to mind when I was doing this lesson? Where sin abound, grace much more abounds. And when we were stooped up in our sin, God said, that's okay, I got this. I'm still going to show you my love and my goodness and my grace. And I'm still going to wake you up and bring you to the cross. Still. In spite of. I felt like this. I felt like, man, you ever hooked a fish, deep sea fishing? It was like this. He put a hook in me. And I couldn't shake it. You know how those fish try to shake it off? I've gone deep sea fishing many times. And man, you hook them. They're fighting you, man. They're fighting you. And then as soon as you bring them aboard, they're done. We came to the cross and we were done. Hallelujah. Look what he says. God says Christ gives us his peace. How many want his peace? Some of us are restless at night. Man, I can't even count sheep. I'm afraid of them. I must have seen that playing out so many times as a kid. I can't even count sheep. I'm afraid of them. But he gives us his peace. How many believe that Jesus cannot lie to us? He cannot lie to us, saints. There is inner tranquility and contentment when we belong to Christ because he is with us every moment, binding us together with himself. Look what he says. This is what he told his disciples. And I'm going to hurry because I know, brother, I need Brother John's not leaving us yet. Hang on, brother. Hang in there. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Let it not be fearful. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let God's peace resonate. Let his peace, the peace of God, be upon your life so that you can be peaceable to all men and women, even to your children, and even to the dog. You'll learn to love that dog. Did you know, guys, and this is another message for another time, but a true worshiper is a dog. Yes, it is. A dog will love you no matter what. You take that paper to that dog, pam. Why did you do it? Pam. Go over there. And he'll go over there and he'll just sit there. And then you'll say, come here, boy. Wagging the tail. It doesn't remember any wrongs. All it wants to do is lick you and thank you. God's looking for us to be that type of puppy dog toward him. Oh, God, I love you despite of my error. despite of my mistake, I want to run to you. How many know that when you do wrong, you got to run to God? Don't run away. Listen, this is what everyone wants to hear. God promises to supply our needs. How? And my God will what? Supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Saints, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, we come under the awesome umbrella of his protection and care. He knows exactly what we need and will provide it at the best possible time. There's some things that we have to just wait upon God. Can I get amen? And know it's his will, and he will see us through. Even though we may suffer in this life, the Lord is constantly watching over and caring for us 24/7. He uses the hard times to draw us to himself. Never think that he has forsaken you when you're going through. He hasn't left you. Because there's a blessing right behind that suffering. Saints, though every situation in life, he will never leave you. Let me ask you this. Since you've been saved, has he left you? Never. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will hold you with my righteous right hand. You got to believe God for that. We have been given the privilege as we come quickly, and then we're going to come in for a close. We have been given the privilege of prayer. This is why God showed me. If you're praying, God will move mightily. You know what he's looking for? Not to just, okay, I'm going to bless you because you pray to me. He's looking for relationship. He's looking for dialogue with this people. He's looking for back and forth. He's not looking for you just give him a laundry list. Here you go, God. That's right. He's not the genie in the bottle. He wants us to spend time with him and hear his voice. How many of you could honestly say if you heard his voice, you'll know his voice? My sheep hear my voice. That's right. Saints, to have access through the sovereign God of the universe who hears and answers our requests is an amazing privilege. As we grow to know him more intimately through his word, our enjoyment of being with him in prayer increases as well. You know, I've seen people come and go. And as a pastor, it hurts. I get that. I understand that. And they'll leave for many reasons. Reasons that you can't even fathom. One reason, well, you don't speak enough tongues or the power's not here. And yet, you can still post up, I need prayer. Well, weren't we praying with you? You see, we go through all that. And you know what that tells me? We're not trusting in God. We're trusting in man. God said, trust in me. Trust in me. I will see you through. But we look at man, and guess what? If you're looking at man, please don't look at me. I will fail you. If I look at you, you will fail me. But if we look unto God, he cannot fail us. His attribute says he cannot be failed. Have the hope and owe everything to God. Why? Because there is a coming resurrection for every child of God. Can I get amen? Amen. He says like this, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be what? Changed. Hallelujah. How many can't wait for that day? I can't wait for that day. Hallelujah. Because you know why he left? He left because he's preparing a place for us in heaven. Oh, come on. Look at this. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. So in closing, yes, we can have joy, excitement. We can run the pews. We can shout. We can roll around. But when the day is done, the only thing that's going to keep you, the only thing that we can trust in, the only thing that we can be secured in is having the Word of God. You know why? Because there's nothing outside of this that can help us. Nothing outside of this. It's all in here. You can run other places, shoot and holler and hallelujah and all that. But you know what? If you don't have this in you, you'll never learn how to stand. You'll never learn how to discern. You won't know who to trust in. But God's word equips us. God's word is what keeps us together. Isaiah said it like this: the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Can I get an amen? Amen. It stands forever. I'm here to let us know that I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what life has brought your way. God has allowed it. God has allowed it. I'm going to ask all of us to stand. Some of us needed to be reminded that it's not about us, but it's all about Him. Jesus is the one that has allowed certain things happen in our life. Even when we thought we mapped it out. Wait, God, it was supposed to go this way. Wait a minute, God. I'm eating vegetarian and I'm doing this and I'm still sick. Why, God? God, I still give and I still tithe. But yet, I can barely pay rent. Why, God? Wait a minute, Lord. Why is my husband gone? Lord, why is my wife gone? Lord, why is my children abandoning me? Why, God? Every one of us wrestle. We wrestle with our humanity. And yes, sometimes we can always blame it on the devil. But have you ever thought that maybe God allowed it to happen so that He can create in you a clean heart, renew the right spirit within you, make you afresh, give you a clear view of the path that He wants you to walk in? And even though those things are all important to you, There's no greater love than a God that came to this cross to shed his blood, that we wouldn't have to go to a place called hell. That's a real place. And God has put the brakes on that direction. We were all headed to hell in a handbasket. But God reached down and said, I want you, and I want you. Because my love for you is immovable, unshakable. Hallelujah. Nothing can alter the course of God's plan for your life. We can step outside of his will and find ourselves being stirred back to his will, because he will leave the 99 to go get you. His love is beyond our comprehension. His grace is so bountiful, we cannot see it with our natural eyes. His love for you and I is so agape. He doesn't stipulate how he loves us. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but it was about his mercy and his grace toward us. If you get a hold of what he's doing in your life, you will have a paradigm change and say, oh God, I owe you everything. Despite of myself, despite of my condition, despite of what I'm going through, oh God, I owe you a debt of gratitude I can't ever pay back. But use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Despite of myself, use me, Lord.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, May God bless you, and thank you for listening.